Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome.
Hello, good morning. Hello. How is everyone doing? I am super excited to have you here. And let's get started really quickly. Say hi to me if you can hear me okay. If things are going well, let me know how you're doing, okay? But I want to first say hello. It's been a while. I know that I did the Montessori Way Foundation's workshop a couple weeks ago. And that went so well. I am so excited about that. And many of you attended and had a wonderful time. We all just grew together and flourished together. And I was able to share some great information about Montessori. But there was one feedback that I got, and that was that people said, well, you are repeating the same housekeeping items every day, and it's 5 days at the beginning of each training. And I just want to remind everybody that I've been doing these for a while, so I'm planning for all contingencies. And also remember that people are getting added to the workshop all the time, the entire time, not just before the workshop, but people are getting added as the workshop is already in progress. So if somebody comes in, I make the announcement on day one, and somebody comes in on day three, they might try to catch up on the older videos of days one and two, but they might not get to them right away. And that's where the problem begins, because then they're not able to hear the announcements until they get to day one. And sometimes they might never get to day one. So it's better to just repeat those housekeeping announcements, because these things are important. You know, if people are working towards a certificate of completion or something, they want to know what is that, what the rules are, what the requirements are. And so I just want to be fair to everyone. And that way I try to post all of that information in the group, but even then not everyone gets to see it. So if I put it in the videos and the videos are required, then they will definitely not miss them. And I hope that that makes sense. That was the one feedback that I got from a few people about those announcements, but it is important. So I wanted everyone to know about that. And the other thing is that I sent an email yesterday. And I was making the announcement about everything that has been going on, just like an update slash announcement of everything that has been going on with the Natural Homeschool in the last few months. This is the first live training since May. So it's been a while. I've missed you guys. I love doing the workshop. It was so great just getting back into it with a big one. And these weekly shows are usually 20 to 30 minutes long. So getting back into it has been amazing. But I wasn't just sitting back. I wasn't ignoring people. I wasn't on a perpetual vacation. In my email, I explain all of the details of everything that is going on. So make sure that you sign up for the emails. All right. All you have to do is go to MasterTheMontessoriLife.com and you'll be able to see the sign up right there almost on the very top. There's like a red stripe, and you sign up for emails. I made a huge announcement. It was so great. It was fun. And so basically I've been working on the Natural Homeschool was originally poised to be natural lifestyle and homeschool. So natural homeschool, right? And because we were doing Montessori in our homeschool, I wanted to include that and share the information. And as time went by and I kept sharing more and more, the more I noticed that there are a lot of people that want to do Montessori at home or get refreshers of Montessori, and they're just not finding the resources that they need to do it. So I started to share more and more, and the more it grew, the more it started to overtake the natural homeschool. And soon enough, the natural lifestyle and the homeschool areas were shrinking, and the Montessori one was growing exponentially. So I decided it was a tough decision. It was easy and tough. The easy decision was to give it its own home. So basically all Montessori things to have its own website. And that way, when you go there, you don't have to sift through the natural and the homeschool to find the Montessori. And then same for the homeschool and the natural people. They don't have to sift through all of the Montessori stuff because it's growing so much that it's actually able to have its own website. So that was the easy part, to decide that it was the right thing to do. The tough part though was actually getting a brand new site up and running. That was the tough part because obviously it's a lot of work, but I did it with my amazing team. We put it together. So go to masterthemontessorilife.com and you'll find all things Montessori there. And if you want to go and find out about the shop and the awesome products that are Montessori, then go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. That's shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. All right. So without further ado, I am really excited to be here, and I just want to invite you to join the email list. I will not spam you with a bunch of stuff. It's only Montessori. So make sure you go to masterthemontessorilife.com, and right there on the very first on the homepage, you're going to find a red strip and it says join. And so just enter your name and email and you will start receiving the emails. I also want to invite you to a couple of groups if you are not in there. Let me see where these are. All right, I'm going to show it now. If you are a homeschooler and you want more support, more ideas, more activities to have like-minded homeschoolers around you, then go to Facebook and join the Natural Homeschool Community. And if you want all things Montessori and you love Montessori and you want to learn more, then go to Facebook and find the group called the Montessori Way Prep Room. Those are going to be your awesome groups to go to. Their support, they're completely free. I'm in there saying hi to everyone and figuring out what you need, and I share it in there, all right? So don't forget to join those two groups. If you fall into either category, you can join both if you fall into both categories. You're doing Montessori and you're homeschooling, all right? I guess that is everything. I think that is all that we need. So without further ado, today's topic is you have to stop sabotaging your Montessori progress. I went for the jugular here. Today's training is going to be a serious one. I know that it's my first live show since May, and I am starting with a bang. And yes, it is because I want you to stop sabotaging your Montessori progress. Yes, we are actually capable of doing that, and it's not right. So let's get right into it. Whether you have been venturing on your Montessori journey for 5 minutes, 5 years, or 5 decades, you will have to face yourself and reconcile one thing. That one thing is you, the Montessori teacher, the Montessori guide. You will have to understand that you need to change your thinking. Now, if you know my trainings, you will know that I have done a training on this before, change your thinking. Not this topic, today's topic, but on changing your thinking. So if you want to learn more about my trainings, go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. Okay, I'm going to grab the link and show you right now. I'm going to share it in comments. And if you're in a group, you won't be able to see it in comments. So I will post it as a banner. You can find all of my past trainings there. The one I want you to look at is the one that is called Change Your Thinking as the Montessori Guide. Okay, that's the one I want you to look at. So whenever you want to find out more about the trainings you want to watch and learn, then you want to go to that link right there, masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. And you will see all of them right there. You pick and choose what you want. Okay. So as a Montessori school is very different from traditional school. Dr. Montessori really observed children and determined the best way in which children learn. In this training, we will discuss how you may be your worst enemy sometimes and sabotage your own Montessori progress. As we discuss these things, I will help you move past those problems that hold you back and keep you from being successful in Montessori education. So let's get into our slides. That's the title slide. Let's go into slide number two. Or first, number one, stop getting in the way. It sounds so simple, but it's actually really hard to do, especially when you have the traditional school mentality. If there is one thing that we need to get straight, is that there is such a thing as Montessori obstacles. There really is. And that is the reality of life. You're not the only one that has struggles when doing Montessori. Things that are worth pursuing or doing are usually hard, right? They require effort. So don't give up at the first sign of difficulty. Montessori is so different and unique that you just don't want to think that it's going to be similar to traditional school. Maria Montessori knew that her approach would stand out from all educational approaches. And we can confirm it now. If you know anything about Montessori, you know that it is very different. But let's make it a point to not give up in spite of things we might do ourselves that discourage us. So sometimes we can be our worst enemy. I know that the Montessori method can be overwhelming and hard, but the more you learn about it, the more sense it makes. It makes such a big difference when you get out of the way and decide to be like children, be like sponges that take in everything that is around them. So as you are surrounding yourself with more and more Montessori information, get out of the way and absorb. Remember, we are not in traditional school, so you are not the center of attention. In traditional schools, teachers are the center of attention. In Montessori, it is child-centered. So we are behind the scenes, we're the masterminds behind the scenes, setting everything up for success for children, and then we let them go and do their thing, and it's beautiful. Number two. Stop winging it. Stop winging it. That means that you are just going willy-nilly and not being prepared. There will be Montessori problems in the learning environment, and that is a fact. I'm not trying to be negative, guys. That's why I'm smiling so much in today's training. I don't want you to be discouraged. I am wanting to point out some pitfalls and give you a way out of them. See, I have 16 years of experience in the Montessori philosophy. I have seen almost everything. And sometimes, you know what? I am still surprised at times at the things that come up. So I don't want to discourage you. I just want you to be aware of different things that you can be doing to sabotage your Montessori progress. So stop winging it. The reason why I'm really wanting to point out these issues is so that you can be more aware of the patterns that I've noticed. So for one, it will make you feel better to know that you're not alone. And also, you will know that if these have been problems for that long, then there are several answers to solve them, right? As I have mentioned this before, your Montessori students are like sponges. They notice and absorb everything around them. They know or pick up when you are stressed, unprepared, and disorganized. They really do. In other words, they know when you are winging it. Montessori programs are different from public schools or traditional schools because they don't come with a textbook to follow and a student workbook to give them assignments. Montessori preschools and early childhood environments are fluid. They are not static at all. They are ever changing. And that's the beauty of the Montessori environments. You change them around with the materials that you use, with the activities that you set up, and they all revolve around the children's needs. There are so many Montessori materials, lessons, topics, subjects, and activities to cover. What are you going to do? In one word, prepare. Stop winging it. Stop winging your Montessori days. Don't go and fly by the seat of your pants. Just you want to create smooth, successful days. So you must have the ability to plan your Montessori classrooms. Get organized, get creative. Love doing Montessori again. Don't let it overwhelm you. Because you know what? The more prepared you are, the happier and more peaceful you will be. And that is a fact. It gives you so much confidence. And in turn, the children you serve will be happier too. So I have some resources that will probably help you. I think they would. So let me show you this really fast, and I will be back with point number three in a minute.
Are you fascinated about the Montessori philosophy, but are frustrated about not knowing where to find the right information? I don't blame you. You need to learn, plan, and teach Montessori the right way. And to do that, here are some great resources for you. You can start Montessori at home with this awesome 30-page digital book that is going to send you in the right direction. And starting from step one. But we also have planning Montessori at home. And this 65-page digital book is going to give you the guidance that you need to do it right from the beginning. And lastly, we have Teaching Montessori at Home. This 36-page digital book is going to show you exactly what you need to set yourself up for success as you venture in this fantastic Montessori journey. You can go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and click on digital books. You can find each one individually or save when you get them as a bundle. Get yours today. All right, so that is a wonderful bundle that you can get. You save when you get them together, and all you have to do is go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, and there you're going to see the menu right on the top by the header. Find the one that says digital books and click on that. You will see all of the digital books. There are more than these three that I showed you, but these three are the ones that are going to be super helpful for you if you are struggling and getting started or knowing exactly what to do. So let's get into point number three. Stop the endless friction. Stop the endless friction. I hope you're taking notes because this is a good one. You can go back to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings. And you will be able to see this training again. Watch the replay in a few hours right after this is done. I will upload it there and you'll be able to see it. All right. So stop the endless friction. What does that mean? This one is a mix of the first two limiting beliefs that I mentioned. When I say stop getting in the way, that was point number one. I mean that you don't have enough knowledge in the Montessori method to dispel all of your preconceived notions, your traditional school mentality, and make it truly child-centered. Not having enough knowledge in the philosophy can bring you endless friction. You need a deeper understanding. If you want to go deeper into this topic and really solve the problem, consider enrolling in the Montessori Way Foundation's framework. It only opens two or three times a year, but this six-month framework will change your Montessori life, and that is a fact. Join the waitlist to learn when enrollment opens again. All you have to do is go to masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWFF. Let me show you in the comments. Here's the wait list. There it goes. All right. masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWFF. If you really want to go deep and you really want to learn a lot, you want to go through this training. So join the waitlist and you will be told when. I will announce when enrollment opens again. It doesn't happen as often because I really do want to focus on my clients. We have the video calls and I check on them all the time. I don't just put them in there and let them go through it on their own. I'm constantly right there for them. Now, point number two that I talked about right before the little commercial. When I say stop winging it, I am referring to not being organized, right? That's what I mean, not being organized. And if you don't have a plan and a solid reasoning behind it, you will face endless friction. So this is one way to stop it. This is why having a planner or calendar, charts, or lists can be very helpful. I will share with you some of these resources that will help you more at the end of this training. I'll share a link where you will find all of the resources that I am talking about. I just don't want to make this training too long by talking about too many resources, but I will give you the link for this particular training, and you will be able to find all of the resources that I'm talking about. So you won't be lost. You're not going to try to figure it out. I will give it to you, okay? So my goal is for you to be able to create smooth, successful Montessori dates for you and for the children that you are serving. Because if you are stressed, if you are disorganized, if you are lost, the children will pick that up. What you want is happy, normalized children that are actually learning. And if they're stressed about you not knowing what's going on, then they're not going to be learning. It's hard to learn under stress. There are other things, of course, that could give you endless friction, but I will save those for another time because I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information. I think I'm giving you enough information to start thinking about the three points. Stop getting out of the way, stop winging it, and stop the endless friction. When you have too much information, you freeze,
and end up doing nothing. So I don't want you to get to that point. Now let's get to the key takeaways from this training. As you ponder on these three focal points for this training, I want you to really think about picking one of them and come up with a plan of action that will help you minimize or get rid of that one completely. So are you going to stop getting in the way, which means keeping your preconceived notions? You need to stop getting in your own way. And you do that by learning and absorbing more about Montessori. Or are you going to pick stop winging it, which means getting more organized and plan, okay? Set up a doable list of measurable and reachable goals for yourself. One of those goals is to set up a tentative date in which you want to accomplish that goal by. So if you pick point number one or point number two, you'll say, okay, I will be working on this specifically, focusing on this for an entire week. And you have to stick to that schedule. At the end of that week, you will assess where you are. If you still haven't gotten there, you're not able to get rid of that obstacle, you can give yourself another week. But the problem is that I don't want you to say, I want to get rid of this problem in 6 months. Because then what are you going to do? Sit back and say, oh, I got 6 months to work on this. No, no, no. You have to be proactive. You have to constantly be working on this. And you can't let it go. It's almost like you have to give yourself that sense of urgency. I really need to get rid of this and soon. So set up these goals week by week. And you can assess and you can push it back a week if you need to. But don't do months. Because if you give yourself months, then it will never happen. And that's the reality of it. Let's just be honest, guys. Let's just tell the truth. And we need to set up goals that are attainable, reachable, but also not so far out into the future that we think we have all the time in the world to accomplish it. You need to take baby steps every day, baby steps toward your goal, right? I don't want you to miss out on those two points, on the points that I talked about today. So if you take way too long focusing on one, then you're going to miss out on the other ones because you'll never get to them. That's the other reason why I don't want you to set such long-term goals. I want you to set them in the here and now. So give yourself 1 week. And if you need to expand it, then go a little more and then a little more until you reach that. And if you need guidance, you know the resources that I showed you. So I want you to take the time to really focus on all three, and get rid of all three. But I need you to please listen to me. It's the voice of experience, and I want you to hear my voice in your head. Do one at a time. Please focus on just one at a time. So if you need to come back to listen to this training, remember what those points were. If you were not taking notes, just go to masterthemontessorilife.com/live-trainings, and you will see the training there in a few hours. I'm uploading it as soon as I'm done with the training that is live. All right. So what do you think? What do you think? What's going on? What are you thinking? Do you want to share with me anything that you learned, anything that is making you think or consider what's going on with your life, your Montessori life? Do you feel like this is giving you enough to think about? I don't want to overwhelm you. So what I want you to do is go to this link. It is kind of long, so I'm going to put it on the screen. And if you are in a group, it doesn't let me post it. But I want you to go to, let me post it real quick to show you. MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. And then the name of today's training, you have to stop sabotaging your Montessori progress, but you put dashes between all of the words. All right. That is where you're going to find all of the resources that I talked about today. All of the resources, everything is there. So you don't have to worry about missing out on anything. All of the three points are there. More information about resources, like I said. And then something awesome that I wanted to mention as well. When you go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and you want to get those books that I shared in the commercial, if it's your first digital book bundle, you use code WELCOME20 and you get 20% off your first digital book bundle. So I'm sweetening the deal for you. If you get these three digital books together, you save already. But if it's your first digital book bundle, then you get 20% off on top of the savings that you already have. So I hope that this really helps you. And it is so good to be back, to get back into our routine of live trainings. When I started the workshop a couple of weeks ago, several of my regulars were telling me, "We missed your trainings. We missed your trainings." Well, I missed them too, guys. I really did. So it's so good to see you today. If you have any questions or comments, let me know. I will be happy to answer them for you. So just post them in the chat or in the comments. All right. I will talk to you soon. See you next week. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.